Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Christian High School special education teacher Nicole Van Wyk joins us on today's program to talk about recent efforts in their classroom and the support they receive from the Knights of Columbus. Well, Nicole, first of all, let our listeners know a little bit about your background with Pella Christian and what, I guess, your role in special education the last couple of years and last several years, in fact.
Yes, this is my 12th year at Pella Christian High School teaching high school special ed. Yes, I work with students 9th through 12th grade that have learning disabilities. I help modify curriculum. We do some life skills, social skills. We teach some adapted classes so that they can still get their high school credits so that they can graduate with a diploma and get out there in the real world when they're done. And we just let them kind of dream a little bit and figure out what they want to do with their lives. And that's what our whole goal while they're in high school and from the day that they start is, what are we preparing them for? Where are we preparing them for when they're done here? And how can we make them as successful at that as possible?
Well, and when we think about this time of year, the Knights of Columbus have really made a big deal out of people with special needs. And they do this big campaign out in front of storefronts and over phones this year, raising close to $25,000, much of which you're going to see. You know, what has that meant each fall to see the community not only raise funds, but really take an active role in understanding, you know, the challenges that some of these people face and the successes that they have?
I'll be honest with you, when I first saw the Knights of Columbus in those yellow vests at Walmart or Hy-Vee, I was probably the one that avoided them because I just didn't know what they were about. And when I talked to Joe and he told me what they're all about, I was like, I'm all in. And my kids love seeing them because they love putting quarters, and it's much more fun to put a quarter in the bucket than anything else. And just knowing that, like, the community can come together in such a simple way to help everybody. It's not just going to help those with disabilities, but those people with disabilities are going to get into the community and they're going to give back because of this funding coming in. And we're just setting them up for a better path down that road. So, yeah, with the donations that we've received, we've been able to start dreaming a little bit. I think sometimes teachers, and especially special ed teachers, you write down plans like, this would be great, and this student really needs this, and if we could get a coffee cart going, which is something that we're going to start doing this year in our school, if we could get them some employability skills, if we could get them out in the community, this would be great. And then when you sit down and you look at the logistics, a lot of that comes back to budget, or it's going to come out of my own pocket, and we're teachers, so we're not millionaires. And so this has really helped to give us that flexibility. And we're like, we have these funds and we can bless these students and they're blessing the community. And one of the things that we did last year, we did Donuts for Doors, and we're going to do that again this year. But with that Donuts for Doors and with the help of some of the funds from that we received last year, we're putting in a handicap accessible door in our school. And that's not just going to benefit the kids that have disabilities, but anyone who gets injured, if they hurt their arm, somebody just hurt their leg in football last week, like when they have those injuries and they can't get in, our guests that come to our school, they're going to be able to take advantage of that too. So that's really awesome.
How key is awareness, especially here in Pella, where it seems like the community has really embraced these people? Because I think that's the challenge sometimes in places, is it's an often overlooked population, one that doesn't get engaged with a whole lot. But here in Pella, especially with COC, Pella Christian and Pella, there seems to be a real embracing of who these people are and what they can bring to a community.
I think sometimes you might see one of our students out in the community, or maybe someone who has graduated, and you think, well, this might slow me down at checkout, or maybe this isn't going to go well, or there's just hesitation. And there's just nothing to be afraid of. They're just fun-loving people like you are. And maybe they might come off a little bit different. They just have, sometimes people have a different way of communicating. It doesn't matter who you are. Everybody has a different way of communicating. To just know that they are people that have goals too, and they're there to help too, and you might just have to help them along, and that's okay. That's okay to help people along in their job, you know? That's okay to help people along in the community. Just to have people that are aware that we have people with intellectual disabilities in our community, and there are so many people that are trying to get them into the community and trying to get them these employability skills and these life skills, but it's going to take maybe some extra patience from the community members as well, just to know, like, we want to give them their best life too. Everybody deserves that. So that's kind of what we're all about.
Pella Christian athletes will be out in front of tonight's football game raising more funds for their peers through the Knights of Columbus campaign for persons with intellectual disabilities. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.